These U.S. soldiers are maintaining Patriot missiles. Since January, the missiles have been stationed at a Turkish military base outside Gaziantep. The city is 50 kilometers from Syria, where an increasingly bloody civil war has killed at least 70,000 people. Syrian government forces appear to be mostly firing at rebels who are backed by Turkey. But Syrian fire has landed several times in Turkey, in one instance killing 5 people. Turkey's government asked NATO for the missiles. Commander Charles Branson says when the system's radar detects a potential threat, it sends the information to NATO commanders. In seconds, they decide whether to respond.
They kind of give us a determination, or sort of a filter, if you will. If you're filtering information, comes back, if it's positive, yeah, that's an enemy. If it comes back negative, that's friendly. There are determinations. But that information is sent to the launcher. It tells the missile specifically shoot or not shoot.
The two U.S. missile batteries are staffed by 575 soldiers. Each battery includes 6 launchers carrying a total of 48 missiles. Germany and the Netherlands have each sent 2 similar batteries to Turkey. NATO says the missiles are for defensive purposes only. So far, none has been fired. Battery commander Captain Leslie Dembeck says, nevertheless, the team still must keep up its skills.
It does give us the option to go into a training phase where we can do a simulation scenario where we would interact with the threats.
First Lieutenant Mary Jocelyn says, although team members are far from home, they are committed to the mission.
To actually get to use all of our training experiences, to be able to help out a friend when they ask for help, and to be able to just stand next to the Turks.
The soldiers don't know how long their deployment will last. Syria's rebels have been pushing for a multinational no-fly zone in Syria. But without it, the missile batteries are the first line border defense. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Gaziantep, southeastern Turkey.